I have next for the final item on this afternoon's agenda to introduce Ron Medford, who is the Assistant Administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in Washington, D.C. He has come to join with us for an extensive period of time at this convention. I do regret that we do have to close at 5. For his presentation, here is Mr. Medford.
I'm sorry about the delay. Thank you. Great. Thank you, everybody. I'll go quickly. And thank you for inviting me. And good afternoon. I know that I'm standing between you and the line in the elevator, so I'll go as quickly as I can. Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you today about the issue of pedestrian safety, specifically the issue of quiet cars, such as hybrid cars, and the potential they offer to reduce fuel economy and noise level, but at the same time, potentially increasing the risk associated, risk to pedestrians, especially those of the blind. I'd like to take just a couple of minutes to tell you a little bit about the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or what we're commonly referred to as NHTSA. We are part of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Our mission is to save lives, prevent injuries, and reduce economic costs due to traffic crashes through education, research, safety standards, and enforcement activities. I'll tell you something else about NHTSA. We are a data-driven organization. We believe in sound science, and we use that sound science and that data to make informed decisions about what programs to support or actions to take to reduce the high toll that traffic crashes take on the American public. Just so you understand the significance of the safety problem in the U.S., there were more than 37,000 fatalities and 2 million injuries in 2008. And this number represents the lowest number of fatalities since 1961, and the lowest fatality rate since we've been keeping statistics at the federal level. Still, traffic crashes account for more deaths for people between the ages of 3 and 34 than any other cause of death in the U.S. And pedestrian fatalities are not declining at the same rate vehicle occupant fatality deaths are declining. Last year, there were 4,378 people that died as pedestrians in the United States. Over the years, NHTSA has made some significant inroads into some of the highway safety problems we face. Our passenger vehicle occupant fatality rate continues to decline, and we set goals to ensure that we keep those numbers going in the right direction. Every day, we work to increase highway safety by reducing impaired driving, increasing seatbelt use, expand the use of new safety technologies, and improving the crash protection of the vehicles that the manufacturers produce. NHTSA is also the federal agency responsible for issuing fuel economy standards for new cars and trucks. Every new advancement presents its own set of new challenges and new opportunities. And I want to discuss just a few minutes one such challenge with you. We started a dialogue with representatives from the National Federation of the Blind about a year ago, and we at NHTSA are engaged in the issue of potential dangers posed by quiet cars to pedestrians. As you know, both the House and the Senate have introduced bills that direct the Department of Transportation, NHTSA, to study and establish a motor vehicle safety standard that provides for a means of alerting blind and other pedestrians of motor vehicle operation. We are approaching this safety issue much like we do all the others. That is, we need to objectively evaluate, understand the safety problem, and also determine what are the effective and acceptable approaches to address it. At NHTSA, we developed a research plan to study the quiet car and blind pedestrian issue. The plan was published and made public in April of this year and was largely developed through public meetings we held in 2008 and 2009. We are also participating in the Vehicle Sound for Pedestrians Subcommittee formed last year by the Society of Automotive Engineers, or SAE, Safety and Human Factors Committee to develop an SAE recommended practice for quantifying the sound levels emitted by vehicles. The goals of the research plan are to examine the blind pedestrian safety risk associated with quiet cars, identify possible countermeasures, and evaluate their effectiveness and their acceptability. And to meet these goals, our research plan establishes several objectives, including characterizing the safety problem, identifying requirements for blind pedestrians, blind pedestrian safe mobility, identifying potential countermeasures, and describing their advantages and their disadvantages. We've contracted with the Volpe Center, which is part of the Department of Transportation's Research and Innovative Technology Administration, and has the expertise in sound measurements, human factors, as well as vehicle safety, to conduct the research outlined in the plan. So where are we in this plan? We've gotten good input, and we continue to obtain relevant information about the problem and possible solutions from discussions with all stakeholders, including various advocates for blind pedestrians, the auto industry groups, the public, and safety professionals, including subject matter experts on pedestrians with visual impairment. Three of seven main tasks in the research plan have been completed. Critical safety scenarios and pedestrian mobility needs have been identified, and we have adapted the SAE test procedure for the use in our research. We've analyzed crash data to look at crashes involving pedestrians and hybrid vehicles. In fact, we are finalizing a study comparing 2002 through 2006 hybrid and internal combustion engine vehicle crashes with pedestrians and expect to publish the findings later this summer. We're also continuing to look at anecdotal information regarding blind pedestrians and hybrid vehicles. Representative scenarios have been defined for acoustic measurement and human performance testing to take place based on input from literature review, crash data analysis, and information exchange with experts. We've been working with experts in the field, such as Professor Rob Wall Emerson, Western Michigan University, Steve Rothenstein, President of Perkins School for the Blind, Arthur O'Neill, Vice President of the Carroll Center for the Blind, Lawrence Rosenblum, Professor, University of California, Riverside, Debbie Stein, Chairperson of the NFB Committee on Automobiles and Pedestrians, Meg Robertson, Director of the Orientation and Mobility Department, Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. We will measure the acoustic parameters of hybrid and internal combustion engine vehicles at our test facility in Ohio, beginning tomorrow and going through the 17th of this month. Six vehicles, actually three sets of twins, that is hybrid and internal combustion versions of each vehicle, will be tested in various operating conditions. We'll be testing the Honda Civic. Okay, I'm almost there. The hybrid and the internal combustion version of each model will be tested in various operating conditions. We'll be testing the Civic and hybrid and the Toyota Prius. These measurements will be made under the operating conditions of constant speed with passerbys. This is where pedestrians standing still in the constant speed vehicle, accelerating vehicles, decelerating vehicles, and a variety of other stationary types of situations. We'll be using these measurements to compare the sound levels of the different vehicle twins in various operating conditions, and we'll use a recording in our human performance testing. In that testing, we will measure pedestrian response to vehicle acoustic parameters, differential critical scenarios for blind pedestrians. We will conduct this testing in the lab. Once we've completed the different portions of the vehicle test, we will identify and review the countermeasures that may be applicable for the vehicles. We are on track for a final briefing on quiet cars research on December the 15th of this year and to issue our final report January 31st, 2010. Meetings and discussions with representatives from the National Federation of the Blind have been significantly helped us contribute to this effort, and your enthusiasm and your urging has really made a difference in our work. We look forward to the continued dialogue, and thanks for inviting me here today.